Who will do the scientific separation? Scientific separation of self and non-self.
What is Atmagnan? It is the understanding of the inherent qualities of Atma, that is Purush or self, and the Anatma, that is Prakriti or non-self. The one who knows the qualities of the self and of the non-self and has been through the process of separation is said to have acquired Atmagnan. When you become aware of the inherent qualities and differences of the self and the non-self, you have acquired Atmagnan. It is not possible to attain Atmagnan on your own. This is because right now you are living and behaving as Prakriti, and you are trying to destroy the Prakriti while being in it. How can this be possible? You will only be able to scratch the surface, but you will not be able to totally destroy Prakriti. For example, if this cloth becomes dirty, you will need soap to remove the dirt. In the process of cleaning, the soap will leave behind a residue. While you remove one kind of residue, another kind will set in. Then you have to use Tinopal, that is a branded cloth whitener in India, in order to remove the residue from the soap. The Tinopal will also leave its own stain. I am giving you this analogy to help you understand why it is not possible to attain Atmagnan through one's own efforts. Unless one receives Atmagnan, it is not possible to destroy Prakriti. It can be weakened, but not destroyed. Once you recognize the attributes of the self and the non-self, you have the solution. The Jnani Purush can help you know all of the attributes. Only a Jnani Purush can separate the self from the non-self for you. For example, this gold ring is a mixture of copper and gold. Who do you think will be able to separate the gold from the copper?
Only a goldsmith.
Yes, a goldsmith can separate the gold and copper because he knows the qualities of both these elements. Similarly, a Jnani Purush knows the qualities of the self and non-self and therefore can separate the two. The gold and copper in this ring are in the form of a mixture rather than a compound. The goldsmith, therefore, can easily separate the mixture. Similarly, the self and the non-self are in a mixture form and not in a compound form, which is why it is possible to extract one from the other. If they were in a compound form, it would not be possible to separate the two. That is why the Jnani Purush is able to separate the two and one is able to understand the self.
What is the Jnanvidhi? Jnanvidhi is the Jnani's special process of separation of the self and the non-self.
What is the Jnanvidhi?
The Jnanvidhi is the process that separates the soul, that is self, from the body, that is non-self. It is the separation of the animate from the inanimate.
This principle is correct, but what is the procedure?
There is nothing here to be given. One simply has to sit and repeat what I say, exactly as it is being spoken. The awareness of who am I is attained after a 2-hour process, of which the first 48 minutes consists of repeating sentences of Bhed Vignan, that is science of separation, which separate the self and the non-self. After that, there is a period of an hour during which you will be explained the 5 agnyas or cardinal principles with examples to illustrate and clarify. You will be shown how to conduct your life so that you do not charge new karma. And you will then know how to dissipate your past karma smoothly. The awareness that you are pure soul will remain constantly.
Need a guru or a jnani?
What should one do if he already has a guru prior to meeting Dada?
You can still go to him. However, if you do not wish to go, it is not mandatory. You must respect him. After taking Gnan, some people ask me whether they ought to leave their previous guru. I tell them that they should not, because it was the guru who helped them reach the point at which they are now. It was the guru who helped them live a respectable life. Without a guru, there would be no purity in life. You can also tell your guru that you are going to meet a Gnani Purush. Some people even bring their guru to meet me. The guru, too, wants moksha, that is liberation. Without a guru, you cannot get the knowledge of the worldly life, and even the knowledge of moksha cannot be attained without a guru. The guru is needed for the worldly life, and the Gnani Purush is needed for moksha.
What is the nature of moksha, that is total liberation? The only goal worth having.
What goal must a human being have?
Liberation should be the only goal. You do want liberation, don't you? For how much longer do you want to keep on wandering aimlessly? You have done just this for infinite lives. You have not left any place to wander. You have wandered aimlessly between different gatis. Janvar gati, that is the animal kingdom, Manushya gati, that is human form, and Dev gati, that is celestial form. Why did you have to suffer such endless wanderings? Because you have not known your true identity. You have not known the answer to, who am I? Should you not know your real self? Despite your extensive wanderings of countless lives, you do not even know who you really are. Is making money your only goal in life? Should you not be making a little attempt toward liberation?
Yes, an effort should be made.
Is there not a need then to become independent? How long can you be in such bondage?
I believe it is not necessary to become independent, but rather to understand the need for becoming independent.
Yes, that understanding is necessary. It is enough to understand it just once. Even if you cannot become independent, at least there is a need to understand it, right? Independence will come later on, but for the time being, the understanding is enough.
No effort required in self-realization.
Moksha means to come to your real nature. The worldly life means to go away from your real nature. Which one is the easier of the two? To come to your real self is not difficult, but to live the worldly life as a relative self, that is, to go away from your real self, is always difficult. Moksha is easier than preparing khichdi, that is a Gujarati dish made of rice and lentils. To prepare khichdi, you need many ingredients, such as rice, lentils, spices, vegetables, water, a pan, fuel, a stove, and so on. Only then will you succeed in making khichdi. Moksh, on the other hand, is easier than khichdi. But you do need to find a Gnani Purush who can bestow moksh upon you. Have you not gone through endless reincarnations?
Moksha is effortless.
I am telling you to come and get your moksh from me. People are still skeptical. How can anybody give us moksh without any effort on our part, they ask. Very well then, go ahead and try it with your own efforts. With effort, you will only find worthless things. Nobody has ever attained moksha through effort.
Is it possible to give or take moksha?
Moksha is not something you give or take. But you do need a nimit. Gnani is your nimit. That is, he becomes instrumental in the process of your acquiring moksha. Moksha is naimittik. That is, acquired through an instrument. Your meeting me is also a naimittik process. In reality, there is no giver and there is no taker of moksha. What is the definition of a giver? If you give something that belongs to you, then you are called a giver. When you give something to someone, you're actually relinquishing its possession. Moksha, however, is your birthright. I am just instrumental in making you aware of your real self through Gnan. I am merely an instrument. I cannot give you something that is already yours. I am not the giver and you are not the taker.
Moksha means eternal bliss.
What is the point of acquiring moksha?
Some people tell me that they do not want moksha. I would tell them that it is not a necessity for them to want moksha. But do they at least want happiness? People do not understand what moksha really is. They just use the word moksha. They are under the impression that moksha has a particular location and once they reach there, they will enjoy moksha. But it is not like that.